Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Real change is never easy. Just ask the Egyptian people. In the heady days of the protests in Tahrir Square over 2.5 years ago, there was a feeling that things would change in Egypt. A huge amount of demonstrators demanded that President Mubarak leave power. Well, it worked. He was forced to leave the presidency. But what has happened since his ouster has left many people who believe in democracy feeling betrayed, confused, or both. Egypt had elections, and Mohamed Morsi, the Muslim Brotherhood, was elected president. That didn't work out so well. He was ousted by a military coup last July. Yes, Morsi made mistakes, lots of them. He mishandled the economy and tried to Islamicize Egypt in ways that were against the wishes of many Egyptians. There is a fear that he was using power to constrain individual rights in the future. There were massive protests before the coup that called for Morsi to be removed. Well, now, who was equipped to do that job? The military. The people demonstrating seemed to be saying, "Save us from our elected leader." After the coup, public relations employee Adil El-Bandri said this, "We ousted one dictator, and now we've ousted a second one. We'll do it again if necessary. We are experienced now. This will be in the minds of the army or any politician in the future. They will not want to face the same destiny as Morsi or Mubarak." Well, I don't know about that. Challenging the power of the military in the future will be difficult. They have moved to tighten control of the country and limit dissent. Former President Morsi is being detained. The Muslim Brotherhood has been dissolved and its assets seized. The press has been attacked. Many people have been killed in protests against the coup. The real number is hard to know, but it could well be over 1,000. The government says that there will be parliamentary and presidential elections next year, and that anyone can participate as long as they are peaceful. But I don't expect the Muslim Brotherhood to run candidates given what has happened to them recently. Moreover, they are deeply unpopular with the majority of Egyptians. But the Muslim Brotherhood is not the real issue, nor is Mohamed Morsi. It is the power of the Egyptian military to limit democracy. What makes anyone believe that implicit approval from the military won't be a prerequisite for any new president elected in 2014? It may be more insidious than that. If everyone knows what the broad political limits of change are, perhaps no candidate that really threatens to change the system will even bother to run. Now, there are supposed to be amendments to the Constitution. A committee which is considering amendments has reached an impasse. And surprise, surprise, what do you think is over? The power of the military. In particular, civilians being subjected to military trials and the power of the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces over who eventually becomes the defense minister. I hope that Egypt gets back to democracy, but I fear that a new dictatorship will be born in 2014, one that will owe its power ultimately to the military. Only time will tell. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out my latest book, The Underdog in American Politics. It's now an audiobook. Check out my website, carltroutman.com, for how to get it. And be sure to follow me on Twitter. I'm at Redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.